$51.2 million. That's how much marijuana tax revenue Washington expects to inhale in the next two-year budget cycle. That's a pretty precise number, but Pat Oglesby isn't holding his breath. He's a former top U.S. Senate staffer who now runs the Center for New Revenue, a North Carolina think tank that has a particular focus on marijuana taxes.
You've got so many uncertainties. You've got what's going to happen with the medical market. What about bootleggers?
Now, Oglesby is no naysayer, but he cautions budget writers to hold off running to the bank until some real dollars emerge from those clouds of pot smoke.
There are just so many imponderables. We're really just at the beginning of figuring this out.
Washington's voter-approved marijuana law directs 40% of the tax receipts to state and local governments for unrestricted uses. The rest is earmarked for public health care and substance abuse prevention. Oglesby thinks Washington might actually be underestimating pot revenue, while Colorado, the other state to legalize pot, might be, well, a bit high. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.